Welcome to the Wednesday Conversation. I'm Mike Kresnick, and I'm here with Pastors Bob Thune and Dusty White of Coramdale Church. And we have Chris Hemmelman of First City back with us. Every Wednesday, we sit down to talk about how the gospel of Jesus Christ connects to the questions and issues of everyday life. And today, we're talking about praying God's Word.
And we have our friend Jason in the studio with us. What's up, Jason?
What's up, Jason?
Jason just nodded. I know you couldn't hear him nod.
But can't hear the nod.
Happy to be here.
Hey. So here's how this topic got in the mix. First Wednesday prayer is a prayer gathering that our church does first Wednesday of every month. And last month, I was in a prayer group with a couple guys, Jason and Austin and some other people. And in that time, man, just as Jason was praying, there was just a lot of scripture that was just oozing out of him in his prayers. And that was intriguing to me for two reasons. One, because it's really beautiful, and I think honoring to the Lord and rich, both for the people who are praying and for the people who are participating in that prayer. Secondly, it was intriguing because, as Dusty just said a few minutes ago, I don't know that 3 or 4 years ago you would have been that guy. And so, like, I've known you long enough to know, like, hey, God's done some things, and Jason's practiced some disciplines over the past few years that have cultivated this in his soul. And so I just wanted you to come on, Jason, and talk about, man, what's that looked like? How do I learn to pray Scripture? How did you learn to pray Scripture? And just sort of, I guess that you could say this podcast sort of falls in the category of spiritual disciplines. What does it look like to practice spiritual disciplines faithfully in a way that brings about a certain fruitfulness and a certain kind of result in our lives? So that's the question I want to tee up, and let's take it wherever you want it to go. But maybe how would you start to answer that question of just how do I learn to pray Scripture? How did you learn to pray Scripture?
So I think oftentimes prayer and Scripture are thought of as being two separate disciplines. And so I want to cultivate this discipline of Scripture reading, and I also want to cultivate this discipline of prayer. And I actually think that praying God's Word very naturally kind of flows out of just doing those two disciplines. How did I really get started praying God's Word was saturating myself in the Scriptures, coming to God's Word every day with an expectation to feed, with an expectation to hear from God. And the more I submersed myself in God's Word, the more that in turn became a part of me, that then became a part of my prayer time as well.
Yeah, when did that become a conviction for you? Like, what triggered for you there where you were like, you know what, I'm going to actually dive in here? Something happened where you had to make a decision, right? Where you said, I'm going to actually immerse myself, you said a minute ago. So what was the turning point there?
Yeah. So one of the things that was a turning point for me was just a desire to put to death sin in my life. And so one of the verses in Scripture in Psalm 119, how can a young man keep his way pure? Verse 9. And then the answer is by keeping it according to your word. He goes on to say, with all my heart I have sought you. Do not let me wander from your commandments. Your word I have treasured in my heart that I may not sin against you. And so really, a desire for holiness, a desire for obedience, a desire for righteous living. When coming face to face with sin in my own heart and my own life, that is really death and enslaving, and just wanting to be rid of my own sin and live a life that was honoring to God, and being confronted with or by others of the sin in my own life, and the need to do things differently was probably one of the biggest impetuses or impeti for for reading God's Word. You know, things to really put on, yeah, obvious things to put off, but things to really put on: reading God's Word, journaling daily, praying. And when I began to do that, you know, it's overwhelming in some sense. Where do I start? What do I begin with? Because prayer is hard. And I think there's some very practical reasons why praying God's word is helpful. So for one, what in the heck am I going to pray? The content of prayer, coming up with content of prayer. You know, I like to think of myself as being a somewhat creative person, but when it comes to talking to the creator of the universe, knowing what to say to him, well, prayer just seemed like a good place to start, because prayer God's word seems like a good place to start, because God's word is, well, God's word, his words about to us, or maybe not to us, but certainly for us. And so being able to pray those things back to God, there's so many prayers in Scripture. I mean, you think the most obvious one is the Lord's Prayer, and just starting there. You know, a friend of mine challenged me during a time of, you know, sort of just a dry spell in relationship to God. Well, what if you just start with praying the Lord's Prayer daily? You know, that seems easy enough. Just praying the Lord's Prayer every day in the morning, and really just taking a minute, 2 minutes to start praying every day, just starting my day off that way, really grew and blossomed into taking, you know, in half an hour of praying each day, or just, you know, the Lord's Prayer became a sort of springboard to deeper, more intimate, more exciting prayer time.
So can you narrate that? Just narrate sort of what the practice of the discipline looks like. You said it started with praying the Lord's Prayer in a simple way, sort of grew to incorporate more time. The question you asked a few minutes ago, you know, where do I start? So for someone who's like motivated, yeah, I want to learn to pray, and I want to learn to pray in biblical ways, in ways where the Word of God is coming out of me. And where should that person start? And can you just sort of lay out a pattern of discipline of what's sort of the training wheels there?
Yeah, I think resolving to pray every day, but not letting yourself be overwhelmed with what you think it means to be some sort of super Christian that prays for countless hours. Just start small. You know, think big, yes, but start small. And starting small, I think, looks like, you know, maybe it is just praying the Lord's Prayer every morning before I leave my house. You know, I sit down, maybe it's at the kitchen table, bedside, wherever, you know, get alone and just quiet your heart and just come before God in your sort of, hey, I don't know what I'm doing-ness, if you will, in your own inadequacy. Hmm. And that, because that positions your heart in a place of humility and allows you to really, I think, connect with God. So start small, think big, and starting small looks like resolve to pray daily. Maybe it's just 2 or 3 minutes.
Where did it go from there for you? Meaning, were there particular parts of Scripture you started with as you sort of started to invest in reading and sort of meditating on and sinking in God's Word? Were there places where, like, well, this is where I'm going to start, or was it sort of just whatever I feel like reading today?
I think that the Gospels are where I started reading through the Gospels, just hearing the story of Jesus. Like, my love for Jesus grew as I was reading through the Gospels.
I love that. I love that you said my love for Jesus grew as I read the Gospels, because I think that sounds so simple to hear you. I'm sitting here listening to you say that. I'm like, well, yeah, duh. You know, like, of course it would. But it's fascinating to think, well, if I want to love Jesus more, I should probably read the Gospels more. And then that's just discipline, right? Like, that's just fantastic. You and I grabbed coffee not too long ago, and I asked you some sort of question about, like, how you're fighting sin or something. You started talking about Ephesians 6. Tell us the story about that and how you pray that.
Yeah, so Ephesians 6 is where Paul talks about, well, among many things, but putting on the armor of God. And it may seem kind of cheesy, but for the last, since Palm Sunday, essentially, this has become a regular routine every morning before I leave my house, is prayerfully going through the armor of God. I think that we live in a world where the things that are unseen are unthought of.
Wow.
And so recognizing that every day is a battle against my flesh and my own desires or sinful desires, the world and everything that the world espouses, and the devil. And so wanting to enter the day with a preparedness for whatever it may hold, with a view to battling against my own sinful inclinations, I started putting on the armor of God every day. And my mom actually, hi mom, challenged me one afternoon. We were talking, and there's a pastor that she enjoys listening to and reading his material, who challenges folks to try it for a month. Just try it for a month, for 30 days. Put on the armor of God every day. It'll change your life. I said, okay, I'll try it.
Can't hurt, right?
Right? Yeah. So I started putting on the armor of God every day, and I think...
What does that look like? You're just praying through Ephesians 6 and sort of saying those things?
Yeah, I mean, I start my day off, right? Just putting on the belt of truth, right? Putting on the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness. I shod my feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You know, I take up the shield of faith with which I will extinguish all the fiery arrows of the evil one. Put on the helmet of salvation. And I take up the sword of the Spirit, that is the word of God. You know, I put those things on. I think about those things and what those things mean to me. You know, the belt of truth. Well, what is truth? You know, God's word is truth. And so, I really want to, even in putting on the belt of truth, I think that that idea is also letting the word of God richly dwell within me, putting on the belt of truth, putting on the word of God. Not only is it something that encompasses me, something that supports me, it prepares me for action, for the activity of the day, but it's also then, you know, the sword of the Spirit, the last thing I pick up, which is the word of God. You know, it's something that sustains, supports, and also enables me to do battle. So, and then the breastplate of righteousness, thinking about, you know, it is not my righteousness that I'm putting on, but it is the righteousness of Christ that I bear. And that's the gospel, you know, it's not my righteousness that, I mean, I don't have any righteousness of my own, but Christ's righteousness that I put on, that I wear, that clothes me. And then, you know, feet, right? Shodding my feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. What that looks like is being ready to give an answer for, you know, concerning the hope that is in me. Wherever I am, wherever I go, I want to be prepared with the gospel of peace, the good news that we have peace with God because of Christ Jesus. We have been reconciled to the Father because of Christ. Therefore, we have peace with God. And that is the message that I bear, that I take with me as a Christian wherever I go, and want to be giving in the way in which I walk, in the way in which I live my life, and also sometimes when necessary to use words to clearly say that to folks. Taking up the shield of faith, you know, my faith is what does protect me from the onslaught of the evil one. The helmet of salvation. I belong to God. He has marked me. It is His salvation that is on my head. And then the sword of the Spirit, which I kind of already mentioned, taking up the word of God. And so, I mean, that prepares me for my day.
What I love in what you just said is that you are claiming God's promises over you, and that in a sense praying scripture is really doing that. It's God, I believe these promises that you have declared over me, and I'm speaking them back. I'm engaging my faith in them. Are there any other passages like that where it really brought alive God's promises to you and enriched your prayer life?
Yes. So, you know, I think it's in Philippians about, you know, being anxious for nothing, but in all things by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, letting your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God that is in Christ Jesus, you know, the peace that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. I think with thanksgiving, you know, like, I think that's challenging because we all live challenging, busy lives. We all face obstacles, you know, some sort of tribulation, great or small, every day. And so having an attitude of thankfulness in my prayer is challenging, but it's life-giving. Thanksgiving, I think, coming to God with thanksgiving positions us in a place or disposes us to receive the blessing of God. As we are making our requests known to God, that position of thanksgiving, I think, positions us to receive the blessings of God. So having a disposition of thanksgiving and having a disposition of submission. And I think that these two sort of dispositions are what enable us to receive the blessings of God in prayer. And I mentioned a disposition of submission. And my point here in submission is how do we submit to God in prayer, specifically in praying God's word? And I think that it's this: in praying God's word, I'm not praying my own agenda, but I am praying the agenda of God. I'm praying God's agenda. And so that then, in praying God's word and praying really his will is made known in his word, is to submit my will to God's will. And so I am praying back to God his will. And I then can know, like it says, what Jesus says in John 14, that anything I ask in his name, he will do it. Because I know that I am praying in accordance with the name of God, with Christ's name, when I am praying his word. And so I can be confident that God hears me when I pray his word. And I can be confident that I will receive what I have for him because I know it is in line with his will for me. And so that disposition of submission with also thanksgiving, I think, is what really enables one to receive the blessings of God.
As you've committed yourself to these disciplines, to scripture and prayer and praying God's word, Jason, what's been the greatest interior benefit to you? In other words, how has it reaped fruit in your own soul?
I think peace, joy. I mean, the fruit of the Spirit, right? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. Like, that is the fruit of these disciplines, not disciplines for discipline's sake, but disciplines with a proper disposition. That is the fruit. I mean, peace, like, man, we face such a crazy world every day. Being able to just wake up in the morning and take a moment to be thankful that I am alive, that there's breath in my lungs, but I don't actually have to exist, but I do exist. That's a peaceful thought, you know?
That's a pretty heavy thought in the morning, though.
It is, but at the same time, I think, I mean, maybe this is something that is in some way personality specific. You know, for me, waking up in the morning and the thought that I have breath in my lungs, you know, something I think most of us probably take for granted. But what a great thing to be thankful for.
Yeah.
Right? It's something as simple as breathing. You know, I think we do have a tendency, I think, to make prayer into something so much greater or more complicated than just, you know, I'm just thankful that I'm alive today. Like, you know, not that I have any reason to doubt when I go to bed that I'm not going to wake up the next morning, right? But just a genuine, you know, I have breath in my lungs, and God, I'm thankful for that. And you know, I belong to you. You know, like that the second thought there is, okay, I've got breath in my lungs. It's like, I didn't make me. I don't have to be here, but I am here. And so I belong to God, and I am His. And that's where I like to start my morning, is really, you know, I belong to God. And that's how I begin my prayer time in the morning, is, you know, sitting on the side of the bed, just got my palms up, just resting there. I'm just like, I belong to God. I belong to you, God. And that is a peaceful thought, because I'm not my own.
Jason, just in the time that you've been sitting here with us, you've quoted lots of scripture without even looking at your Bible. So you just have lots of index cards sitting around, or is that just from the discipline of praying the scripture over and over and over again?
I think it's certainly from the discipline of reading God's word and just allowing His word to soak in my mind, in my heart. My life has changed a lot over the course of the last 3 years. Reading God's word is not something that was foreign to me. When I was in high school, I would have third period open during the day. I can't remember if I was a sophomore or how old I was necessarily, but I remember I would go get a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit from McDonald's and a Powerade, and I'd go back to the parking lot of the school, and I would just sit in my car, and I would read God's word. I specifically remember reading through the book of Romans, and as I read God's word, the more I read God's word, the more I hungered for God's word, and the more God's word really just became a part of me over the course of my life. And so God has given me a wonderful capacity to be able to read and remember things. And that's been a huge blessing to me, that God has, like, God in His graciousness has given me a capacity to remember His word and to take it in. And but that's also a lot of work, you know, like sometimes some passages when you read them, they just are maybe easier to remember, or there's something that really kind of sticks out to you. And then there's other passages that I've memorized before sometime in life that I remember that I memorized them, but I don't remember what they are, you know? So it's certainly a combination of hard work, you know, and just love for God's word.
What I like about how you're bringing together scripture reading, scripture memory, and prayer in a really beautiful way. Mm-hmm. Meaning, I think sometimes people don't even want to think about scripture memory because it feels like sort of a discipline for discipline's sake. Like, well, that's great. I can memorize stuff, but so what? You're using scripture very conversationally, meaning you're not dropping a chapter and verse. It just comes out as needed in prayer and in conversation. And I think that's how scripture memory is supposed to work. It's not for the sake of being able to check all the boxes of here's all the verses I've memorized, but it's so that I can put it to work in temptation and in prayer and in encouragement of others and in sharing the gospel. And I just, the conversationalness of how you use scripture, I think, is a beautiful picture of how God means for scripture to work for us. Is it's not an end in itself, but it's a means to our encouragement, our celebration of Him, our prayerfulness, our experience of joy, etc.
Well, and I think just dropping, you know, scripture quotes that you then cite where it comes from can be incredibly awkward and off-putting to people too, you know.
Obviously. When you don't see that, it's funny because you don't see the writer of scriptures doing that, right? Like when the New Testament authors quote the Old Testament, it's just like they even say, oh, it says somewhere, yeah, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So they're not saying Isaiah 26.
Right. You know. Right. And I think that a lot of the scripture that has become a part of me, I don't even know where it's found in the Bible. I could probably find it if I spent enough time or, you know, got out my app, but I don't know exactly where much of it is found. I might have a general idea. I don't think that you have to know where it is either. I don't get caught up on being able to cite where it's located. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Jason. Any final thoughts for people that are looking to sort of build these disciplines into their lives?
Sure. I think structure is a wonderful thing, And even so, God's word serves as a structure, as a place to begin praying. And so for, you know, the listener who doesn't know where exactly to start, sure, start with the Lord's Prayer. Start with something that has structure, and don't expect too much of yourself. Just start small.
The goal of this podcast is to equip our own church for discipleship and mission. So if you're a Christian or church leader in another context, we thank you for listening in. And we pray that the things that we've talked about might also be helpful to you as you minister in your own context. We invite you to join the conversation by tweeting us at Coramdeo Omaha. We'll talk to you again next Wednesday on the Wednesday Conversation.